Hey, what's up, you guys? You're listening to Scooter Radio of a Friday night. I'm joined by Kieran Barge, and we're going to be discussing the new images, could you say, that have hit the internet.
Yeah, the screen test, isn't it, for
the Batman, Robert. Yeah.
R. Pat's Batman. Yeah. So this is just going to be an initial reaction, quick 5-minute video about our thoughts on what we think about this.
Yeah.
I laughed. Soon as I saw it, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
You laughed out loud.
Literally out loud, yeah. I lolled. A combination between the suit itself and who's in it as well.
Yeah.
I think the combination, the suit is bad, but the guy in it doesn't help.
Very good.
If it was Christian Bale in there, it'd still be, you know.
Yeah.
I think he could pull it off. Just looking at it, it looks like, have you seen that movie Birdman?
No, I really want to see it. It got obviously loads of awards in it, so I do want to see that, but I haven't.
Starring, yeah, Michael Keaton. That's what it looks like.
Does it?
So that was the initial reaction. The yeah. mouthpiece, the mouth opening is way too wide. You can see way too much of his face.
Yeah.
Like it goes all the way up to the end of his jaw.
Really?
Yeah.
How far does Bale's go? I haven't got an image of Bale.
Bale's is too small.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is. His cowl looked like huge in Batman Begins, didn't it, really?
Yeah, and then in Dark Knight, it kind of shrunk, and then his mouth was really small, and the nose was really big, and
yeah.
It was off. But yeah, this is this looks like a cosplay outfit. In fact, I've seen people at Comic Cons dressed better than this, looking better than this, looking more like Batman than he does in this image here.
Yeah, as we said, like, I think you looked better on Halloween. We'll have to put a picture of you up in the while this is going.
I don't think I have any left.
No.
Any pictures?
Well, you've sold them all.
Yeah. It was that good. I made money off of it.
Yeah. The red image made me, I just thought, like Daredevil, because we don't know.
Yes.
We don't know yet how big his ears are going to be, do we? Like, are they going to be short? Are they going to be long? Because
I'm not a fan of the short ears.
No, the short ears are like Batfleck. Aren't they? And the very first
Frank
Batman.
Miller.
Yeah.
Yeah. What I do like, actually, looking at the image that we've got up on screen now, I like that little collar he has.
Right.
Around, you know, just above the cape, because it's very detective-like, which is actually what this film is supposed to be, a first-person detective film noir story.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to with this. It's like the true origins of the character, isn't it? Like
without seeing the origins, I think. So it's him just starting out in his career, but I don't think we get the whole backstory again.
The very first Batman comics, it was like, they were called like the world's greatest detective, isn't it?
Yeah,
like,
which Batman. We've not seen at all in any of the movies.
Yeah.
So it'd be good. That's why I'm looking forward to this partially, is because we're going to finally get to see the detective side.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. The thought of it is interesting, but we'll obviously know if it was a good idea or not afterwards.
Yeah. I mean, the way it sounds like it's going is like very much like the Batman animated series in terms of the
that
tone.
That would be good.
That'd be amazing.
To be incredible then, but yeah, but I don't know.
Looking at this image, it has not boosted my confidence.
No, I don't know about the image or the suit. Like and a lot of people online are saying that the actual bat on the center is like made out of guns that killed his parents.
Yeah, Joe Chill's gun, apparently the symbol's made out of that, and which I like. I think that's pretty clever.
That is clever. But then it's like, you know, why bats then? Because it's like, I feel like the bat suit has to be all about bats.
Well, they'll probably explain that.
Psychosis behind that.
They'll probably explain that as, I mean, in the comics, it was like he was looking at some sort of inspiration to help kind of
something
frighten.
Mental.
Yeah, I mean, that was Begins. But I mean, in the comics, he just saw a bat fly through the window and perch itself on a statue of his dad, and that's what gave him the idea.
Really?
Yeah, because he was looking for a symbol to kind of intimidate or to frighten people, very much like Begins.
Not that he was frightened of them.
He wasn't frightened of them, no.
Oh, right.
That's
interesting.
Not to my knowledge, anyway. I think that was the first time that happened was Batman Begins, where they built in this whole idea of him having a childhood fear about bats.
Wow.
Which is actually pretty good. I think that's a better route to go. But yeah, I imagine it won't be too far removed from that. There's a reason for dressing up as a bat, but I like the fact that he's carrying around parts of the gun that killed his parents. It's like a constant reminder. It's like weighing heavy on his chest.
Yeah.
I like the idea of that.
And that's kind of in its own right. Like, you know, if I feared guns, then I wouldn't have it on my chest.
Absolutely, yeah. It's very symbolic, I think. I like it. Yeah. So if that's true, if that rumour's true, then that's a good... I mean, to be honest, we're taking the piss out of this. This could not even be the final final suit. I mean, it says it's a screen test, so it could be. But the thing that makes me think that it's going to be the final suit is the fact that this takes place very early on in Batman's career when he's just starting out. So it makes sense that he'd wear a prototype suit like this, which looks shoddy.
Do we know if this is going to be potentially a trilogy yet? It's going to be a trilogy.
It's going to be a trilogy, yeah. Separate from the DCEU.
Right.
Yeah. Which is good, because we don't want to have any links to that anyway.
No.
What
do you make of the cast?
I know Zoe Kravitz as Catwoman.
I'm looking forward to that. I've
not seen much of her work, but she looks good. She looks very much like the Catwoman from Batman Year One.
Yeah. You haven't seen her in the latest Fantastic Beasts, have you?
No. Oh, was she in that? Because I did watch that.
Have you not seen that film at all?
No, I did go back and watch it.
Yeah, she is in it. She's Lestrange.
Is that her?
A Lestrange, yeah.
Oh, okay. She didn't make much of an impression on me in that then. But then again, neither did that film, so...
No. Jeffrey Wright, now I don't really know either he's aged. Looking at a picture of him, I don't really know
Jeffrey Wright, he's in Shaft with Samuel Jackson.
I haven't seen Shaft.
Oh, you should, it's great. Christian Bale's in it.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he plays like a yuppie racist character.
When did that come out?
2000.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So he's Commissioner Gordon, which I think would be good, because he's looking at him. He's got a nice beard on him, I can imagine that.
Yeah.
A bearded Gordon in the comics.
Yeah.
Paul Dano, or Dano is Riddler.
So, no idea who he is.
Oh, he was in Looper, and he died pretty early on, and Prisoners, the film Prisoners, which I think is really good, with Jake Gyllenhaal and Hugh Jackman.
No, I've not seen that, actually.
Oh, it's a really good film, you should check it out. But he's Riddler, I've got no idea, I've never seen him really, well, he does play kind of like nutty characters, but... Do you know what? This sounds weird. This is going to probably be, like, offensive to you. But, like, I feel like Jim Carrey was a good Riddler. And, like, you don't like Gotham as well. But the person who played the Riddler in Gotham, I feel, looked perfect in terms of, like, looking the part as well. He was, like, kind of Jim Carrey-esque, like, very tall and slim as well.
Mm.
Corey something. I thought he was very good. This guy, to me, doesn't look like a Riddler, but we'll see.
I mean, I didn't mind Jim Carrey in Batman, but he wasn't really the Riddler. He played Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
But that's fine, because he was entertaining. And like he was
Ace Ventura in a Riddler outfit.
Yeah, basically, or like the mask. But it's fine. I mean, it fit the film it was in. But I'd like to see a darker Riddler, more methodical, cold-hearted Riddler.
Yeah.
That we haven't seen. Something akin to like Robin Williams' performance in Insomnia. I don't know if you've seen that.
I haven't seen that either.
That's great.
Is it?
Yeah, Robin Williams and Al Pacino. We mentioned there was two casting choices I weren't thrilled about. Now, Andy Serkis as Alfred and Colin Farrell as the Penguin. I feel like that should be switched around.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, Colin Farrell would be quite a nice...
I mean, he wouldn't be my first choice for Alfred.
No.
But in this scenario, like, he should have been, and Andy Serkis should have been the Penguin.
I wish I'd before this prepared for who would be my ideal Alfred actually, because I feel like there is someone out there.
There is another Alfred. I mean, people say Michael Caine is like the ultimate Alfred, but I think there is another Alfred out there.
He was kind
of
like a bit old. He is the perfect one to me, but he was, at the same time, he was kind of like quite old and frail.
That's true. I think Jeremy Irons was good.
Yeah, if he was a bit sort of like older, but yeah. That'll be interesting, because we obviously know Andy Serkis is only really, like, bad guys in, like, the Marvel Universe, which I'm sure you know a lot about.
I have no idea, no.
And obviously, like, Gollum as well, so...
Yeah, and Snoke.
Yes, this will be weird, this will be interesting, but Colin Farrell as the Penguin, that'll be...
It's a big no for
no
me.
Idea. Do you think there's going to be too many villains in this, perhaps?
I don't think they're going to have that much time... to develop these villains. I reckon it will be, because it's a detective kind of crime story, I reckon he'll be passing through these villains.
Yeah.
So they'll come in and out of the film. They won't have stories around them.
Oh, you don't think?
No,
because we're not going to be able to get to know any of them, are we? Because we've got Catwoman as well as these two, Riddler and Penguin. And
Two-Face, isn't it, I think? And the Mad Hatter. The Mad Hatter and Firefly. It's a lot. So I don't think there's no way in hell that they're going to have much weight in the story. I think they'll just kind of, Batman will kind of pass through them on his journey. But anyway, this was supposed to be a reaction to that.
We're giving our sort of view, our reactions, like what we think it's going
to... Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of 50-50. I'm kind of hopeful given the story they're trying to tackle, but at the same time, I'm very, with the casting...
Yeah.
And now looking at this suit, I'm very worried again.
I hope I'm not disappointed, because, like, I mean, like the Rise of Skywalker, like, I was just excited for a new Star Wars film coming out, and this is, like, a new Batman film. It's been a while, hasn't it, since the last one, so...
And it's been eight years since the last good one.
Since The Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah.
See, I can't wait. I am excited, but apprehensive at the same time. So that's our views. More, like, we want to be optimistic, but what would you say, like, 70-30 negative?
Fuck, man, it's very hard to be optimistic when you get an image like this come at you. Like, my God.
Yeah.
There was already so much heat surrounding Pattinson as Batman, and now they've released this.
Yeah.
They haven't helped themselves. The only thing I can say is that it looks like a bad cosplay.
Okay.
That's all I can say.
So that's how we're going to sum it up.
And you can see his nose as well. You can see his nostrils in the image.
Are you not supposed to?
You're not supposed to see that. That's supposed to be covered.
Ah, yes, it is, yeah.
Yeah.
Just looking at one of your, models.
Yeah. The Michael Keaton hot toy. That's a Batman.
And that's the thingy. Pop vinyl was Keaton as well, isn't it?
Yeah, that is.
Because of the abs.
This is probably really bad radio because no one can see what we're talking about.
Yeah, it's terrible. Do you like the abs on a Batman?
Depends if they're...
I don't mind the abs, but I tell you what I don't like the nipples. And that was George Clooney.
That's exactly what I was about to say.
As long as there's no Joel Schumacher teats there.
Yeah, then it's fine.
But anyway, this is how we've summarized the video. Unfortunately, we don't want to be miserable old bastards, but we're more negative than not. And yeah, we've summarized it as it looks like a cosplay outfit.
Worse than a cosplay outfit. I've seen better cosplays.
Worse than Barge on Halloween.
Yeah.
That's
saying something.
Isn't difficult to do because his outfit was so good.
Bless you.
Props to your outfit. So that is it, really, isn't it?
That's it. So yeah, what do you guys think? Are you liking this direction? Are you hating it? Let us know.
Yeah. Be sure to follow us on social medias. Please subscribe. Please like. Comment on the video, tell us what you liked, what you didn't like, what you agree with, what you don't. We'd appreciate it very much.
Feel free to slate us,
Feel free to slate us, any press is good press, they say anyway. So, take care, have a good weekend.
See you later.